Here we go. This is the October 24th, 2018 climate change law class, and today you guys are going to get to be the negotiators for the next iteration of the rule book for the Paris Agreement. So in that spirit, I've already asked our chair, who has can hold all of you and decide that this will not be on the record. So if you're listening in some future day, this is going to be a short recording. So a few quick announcements. Number one, there's a lot going on. I'm not sure if you've heard, but just a few moments ago, the state of New York issued an indictment and summons to Exxon Corporation for falsely reporting climate change effects and liabilities for the company. It is a huge deal. Previously, there had been an investigation, which had spurred some fights back and forth. But this is an actual securities violation under the state version of the SEC code that New York follows, which gives them much greater power than other states. What does that mean? It means basically our last class was on this topic. So I am now going to offer you guys some choices. Number one, I've been approached by the partner at Vinson & Elkins who does this work. She is also on the council at the ABA's environmental section and also is in charge of outreach, so she's basically a good person to know. She's also a PhD scientist who has specialized in sea level rise. So she has offered to come and talk with the class about this case and these issues. Here's the catch. It's our last substantive class before we do the review session. It's our last class before Thanksgiving. So I'm genuinely giving you guys a choice. I am happy to sort of do a more structured, here's what you need to know session where we talk about securities disclosures and any other issues that might be still on the radar screen. Or we can bring her in. Her name's Maggie Peloso. And then I would probably give a little bit of my perspective on the class before, but then you'd end up having a guest speaker for the last class of the semester, which I've never done before. A little uncertain whether that's the right thing to do, but at the same time, it's a hard opportunity to pass up. So, open table. No, this is permission to speak freely, as we'd say in the military. I mean, what's your sense? What would you like to have for that last class?
We would still have a review session after, right?
Yeah, or, that'd be the first Monday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it'd be great to have her.
Okay, I'll go ahead and confirm with her then. In the same spirit, remember I told you that for our comparative law class on November 5th, I was going to see if the Chinese consulate would send a speaker over. I have gently but very firmly got the message that they ain't interested. So, however, I have separately gotten an inquiry from the Consul General of France. So apparently he is new in town. He is going around to everybody he can to talk about climate change issues. So same query. I can bring him in. It would, you know, he might also want to have a lunch session rather than a class session, in which case it could actually open it up to everybody in the school. I'm also happy to sit down and talk with you guys and do my structured comparison of Canada, China, European Union, and Brazil, which is really sort of the touch mark countries for me. So again, you guys get to choose what your class content would like to be. Would you like to have the General Counsel of France come in and give his EU perspective and France's perspective? And then I'll fill in around the margins either before or after on the other countries? Mm-hmm. Or would you like to sort of keep it simple since we are getting towards finals season?
Bring the consul.
That would be interesting, yeah, having the...
Bring the General Counsel, I think.
You sure?
Yeah,
I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know what y'all...
No, I just want to be sure, because I'll be honest, that's what I would love to do, but I'm worried that I'm kind of pushing my preferences on you. I want to make sure this is what you guys would genuinely like to do.
It's not that we don't like you, but...
I know the truth. It's okay. All right. Then I think it's a hard probability we'll have Maggie. I think it's a 50-50 we can get the schedules to work for the French Council, but I will try and do that. That means watch the agenda, the syllabus, because I'll have to shift some things around. The last point I'll raise with you is that there's just a hell of a lot going on right now. We've had a new complaint filed by the Animal Legal Defense Fund against the United States, which for the first time argues that there is a right to wilderness and protection against climate change under a right to privacy, which basically is they're invoking Griswold v. Connecticut for climate change. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. So people are not, they don't know what to make of it. We've also had developments in the Giuliani case, which I've talked about with you before, but that's likely to have further action on Friday. And we also now have what looks to be work happening on the Urgenda case, which I'll talk about the human rights class section. So all along with my saying, don't print out the syllabus and take your books with you for a weekend and then assume that everything is calm and stable. Keep an eye on it. I'll give you an email if something really drastic happens, but this is going to be a fairly fluid class. So with that, anything you guys want to talk about before I turn the gavel over to Poland? Any questions about the simulation we're about to undergo before we slip into role play?
Are we supposed to reach an agreement at the end?
You put it this way. Under a pacta sunt servanda, there is an implicit duty to act in good faith to try and reach an agreement. I'll also say that if you guys can reach an agreement, it doesn't have to be everyone signing an agreed text, but just progress enough so it looks like you guys have actually genuinely made some progress at work. I was planning to bring a giant chocolate chip cookie to the next class and let you guys divide it up, since it'd be in the spirit of the exercise today. But if you can't, I'll also, I think then just to reflect reality, it means you don't get the calories. So, is that any others? Okay. The only thing I would suggest is I have in the past given scripts to each nation, and I feel like that was an injustice to the students. What I want you to do is to take a look at the NDCs. That's really where your nation is right now. As your speaker is for each nation is coming up, I want you to, if you can, pull up their NDC off the website, and scan it as they're doing it, and make sure they're actually telling you the truth. There are some nations, for example, whose NDCs are radically out of date, and that they make commitments that they are clearly not going to follow through on. If I could make a suggestion to the chair, usually in a conference like this, you guys would each get around 2, at most 3 minutes to lay out your country's perspective and goals so everyone knows where you're coming from. And then we can start with the issues that you have to work on today. I've taken the liberty of setting up a draft shell that you guys can work off of. Since I'm here as a non-participating party on behalf of France and as a resource, since we helped negotiate the last agreement, I'm happy to type any language you guys want to agree as we go, but this is a Google document, so you guys can all access it through the class website, throw up your own text, delete, change, alter, whatever you like. Just remember we can all see tags identifying who's doing the typing. All right? And Mike, could we save maybe 5 or 10 minutes at the end just to do a little post-mortem, make sure people have a chance to vent their spleens at the end?
Yeah.
All right. Last chance before I turn off the recorder and we start getting going. All right, and sad to say, we're going to lose Japan, it looks like, today. I'll simply say Japan would have been interesting because thanks to the Fukushima disaster, they actually have had a situation where their NDC, which is heavily reliant on nuclear power, is actually now out of whack because they're going back on coal and natural gas to make up the difference. So we'll have to save that thought for next time we get together. And with that, 3, 2, 1.